But essentially what it does is it takes somebody through the process of what it looks like to grow a janitorial company from zero through six different phases past like $12 million in revenue.
Welcome to Beyond Clean with Ace. In the world of commercial cleaning, newcomers and seasoned professionals know we're more than just toilets, windows, and floors. We're just like everyone else with diverse interests in everything. And over the past seven seasons, tens of thousands have discovered engaging, thoughtful, and truly game-changing knowledge here. Whether you're a facility manager, a frontline staff member, or a building services contractor, we're here to help you grow, both personally and professionally. So hit that subscribe button and share with others, because we're all about enhancing lives in healthy, positive, and proactive ways. Now let's join Dave Thompson, Director of the Academy of Cleaning Excellence, your host here at Beyond Clean with Ace.
Well, everyone, good afternoon. It is, well, Beyond Clean with Ace, and we're live. It is now afternoon here at the conference. We are at the Clean Building Conference 2024. And as you can see, hey, somebody else stopped by the booth and said, let's talk. You may recognize the face. If you've been watching the podcast at all, Blake and I had a little bit of chance to chat a little bit before. Blake, On Point Building Service, let's catch people up about who you are, what do you do first, and then we'll get into it.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for having me again. It's good to be able to record in person this time. We're On Point Building Services. We are a full-service janitorial company based in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and we serve southeastern Virginia and Richmond, northeastern North Carolina, up to D.C. and Baltimore. So
cool. Well, that, you know, hey, so we're close to home for you.
We are. It only took me less than 4 hours to drive up here. So this is a cool town. It's, you know, where I can't see it in the camera, but we're sitting right next to Oriole Park at Camden Yards. It's a beautiful ballpark, and it's a great place to come for a conference.
So you chose to spend your money and time coming here for a reason, I'm sure.
I did. I'm very involved in BSCAI, the Building Service Contractors Association International. And it's been an organization that's mostly for cleaning companies like mine to help us grow our businesses and serve our employees and our customers better. And so we share best practices, and there's a lot of education and different things. And we do some of the education initiatives and get some of the certifications and different things. And so we typically will travel to the BSCAI conferences every year in Las Vegas and Orlando and Puerto Rico, wherever they are. And our friends at BSCAI asked me to come teach a class here, one of the pre-conference sessions called the Plateaus of Growth. And the Plateaus of Growth is a class, and it came from a book and a class with a PowerPoint presentation that BSCAI developed about 25 years ago. I was part of the committee, and I'm still part of the committee. We're still working on it. We're updating the book. We updated last year the presentation, but essentially what it does is it takes somebody through the process of what it looks like to grow a janitorial company from zero through six different phases past like $12 million in revenue. And so that includes all kinds of details on like what your org chart might look like at each stage, tips and tricks at each stage, when you might start hiring certain positions. I taught it with Greg Buckner of he has a Clean Office and Porter Plus in Northern Virginia.
Okay.
Really good guy and really knowledgeable. He's had his business for a long time. Friday will be...
Okay, so what's a long time, Blake?
Well, Friday will be our nine-year anniversary from starting operations, and I think he's been doing it like 20-plus.
Yeah, well, see, that's what we talked in the last podcast was, yeah. You know, the average life expectancy, I guess, of a cleaning business is not usually 5 years.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I saw a stat. I don't know if this is an updated stat, but something like 93% of janitorial companies that start never make it past like $500,000 in revenue. And so I know, and I remember you had a stat that was related more to how long they last. Do you remember what that was? I remember you had told me a stat on that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and of course, hey, just like you're updating your information, I'm not sure what the current updated one is.
Right.
The last time that I had it, is that 60% of the cleaning businesses in America never make it to the 50-year anniversary.
Right. That's right.
60%.
I would think that's probably still accurate.
They need more than what you're talking about, Blake.
Yeah. I would think that's probably still accurate. And so this class is designed to help people get over the hump and grow their businesses beyond those thresholds to where they're more, sustainable long-term businesses,
Now, when we talked in the hall earlier this morning, you said you didn't think you could talk for 4 hours on a subject like that.
My wife might have called me out on that and said, of course he can talk for 4 hours. But, I didn't think we had... I think we had 70 some slides in our presentation. We added some that were really more to tell kind of some personal stories from our experience at each stage in the growth. And
that's what makes it what it is.
That's right. And I think people really enjoy hearing those stories because they can relate to them. And we had a lot of people come up to us after the class and say, man, I related with everything you said because I've been through it all. And that's part of what makes an organization like BSCAI special is because people that come to BSCAI stuff, like they understand what you've been through more than anybody else in the world, like more than other business owners in other industries. They uniquely understand the challenges that you face as a janitorial company.
So this was your first time to do a presentation. I'm assuming.
Not my first time to do a presentation, but it is my first time to teach this particular course.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done speaking roles in other BSCAI conferences, but they're usually like under an hour, or a month.
That's why the 4 hour thing is so unique, right?
Right.
So are you game for another one now?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I would say coming to these conferences and involvement in BSCAI has had a really large effect on me being where I am today and our company having grown to where it is. And, we now take our key leaders to these conferences. We have our key leaders do the educational opportunities that they offer, certified site supervisor courses, registered building service manager courses and certifications. I'm currently doing an executive leadership academy that they're doing, and next year we'll complete my certified building service executive designation.
Don't say that too fast.
CBSE. And so, it's really good education that really just helps us to service our customers better and care for our employees better. And we get a lot of best practices from other people in the industry who have gone before us and, made a lot of the mistakes that some I've already made, but then they've also helped me avoid some mistakes.
So folks, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon here at the Clean Buildings Conference. The expo hall is, I think, going to open at 1:30. Mm-hmm. I am imagining you're going to go down there and peruse through.
I will. I typically like to walk through the expo hall at the conferences like this, but it's usually a quick walk for me.
And why do you say that?
Well, this one's a little bit smaller than ISSA, but ISSA is just it's just information overload. It's just too much.
Okay.
It's acres and acres of booths.
So the smaller venue might be better?
Could be. I'm also not necessarily looking to purchase any new services or softwares or anything like that.
Okay.
And we don't typically change the chemicals or the equipment or the pads or anything like that we use. And so when I walk through, I'm usually just looking for things that are new in the industry that, maybe I haven't seen before, or, something that can save us time or clean a little bit better, increase quality somehow, There are a lot of companies that make products and services for our industry. And so it really can, as somebody who is a buyer, it can kind of feel like white noise walking through,
But it's all good exposure to see it and everything. And I think that's an interesting thing as you walk a conference. You have people from all levels of our industry hear from people, like you said, that are brand new in the business that need what you talked about yesterday, to people like yourself that you're mainly here for the educational component.
Mainly for that. And you know, a lot of the conferences like this I go to, I do like to go to the booths of the vendors that I use. So we always stop by like the team software.
That personal connection.
We're a team software user. So we always go talk to the team software people.
Right.
You know, and then on the bigger side of things, we will go look at like the new dispensers that Georgia Pacific is coming out with. And, you know, we always go see the Spartan Chemical people. They're always great to be with. And, you know, we really enjoy our partnership with them.
Yeah. And we missed those over the last few years. So it's always good to see the friends. And as you said, when you walked up, hey, I can actually shake your hand and see you and touch you.
That's right. That's right.
Yes. We love doing virtual, and it's, and I think going forward, virtual will always be with us from now on. We've learned how to use it correctly now.
Yeah. I think so.
But we still need that personal. That's why it is still, we are humans. We do like to.
I always enjoy face-to-face more.
Well, now some people would argue I'm an extrovert face-to-face, but hey, I'm not going to go there, folks.
I'm an extrovert, and I really enjoy getting out and coming to these conferences. You know, I mean, I enjoy Zoom too, but I don't want to do Zoom all year long. I like coming to these every
couple times a year. We now can have the blend, and that's why we're doing this.
Right.
Folks, if you're listening to the live podcast right now, there is time if you're local. You're only 4 hours away. I should say you can still come because the NFMT part of this runs till Thursday night.
Yep.
Okay. I'll be leaving tomorrow. I got a session tomorrow. But folks, come on down. If you missed this year, put it on your calendar.
Talk a little bit about the sessions that you're teaching.
Oh, no, they don't want to hear about all of that. Come on. No, the one I'm doing tomorrow, just so that you know, folks, is deep, dry extraction without chemistry. We're talking carpet, and we're not talking about using chemistry to clean carpet.
Wow. Can you give me a little tiny preview on that? Because you got me interested.
So, you know, I was talking with another gentleman that came by and everything, and he said, well, what chemical? I said, I don't care. Because I'm not going to use chemical.
It's water.
I didn't say water. Water is chemistry. Blake, think of it. Water is chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
So how H2O. Do we start the cleaning process in carpet? That's what we never talk about. And that's what I'm going to talk about tomorrow.
Okay. Interesting.
It's not the chemistry and it's not all of that. That's important. But it's where we start and how we start and what we do before we use chemistry.
Okay. Wow. I'm interested to hear more.
Folks, that's why we come to the educational sessions, right?
That's right.
You see the smile on his face? That's what we want to see. A lot of people, I think there's probably close to 60 or 70 people registered for tomorrow, so it should be a good morning.
Yeah. We had a good session this morning. We went to the Women in Cleaning panel.
Yes.
And had a good friend from BSCAI, Kathleen Bands, who's a Baltimore local here. She owns my cleaning company, and she spoke, and Greg Buckner, who I spoke with yesterday, one of his top executives spoke, and also met a person from my hometown that was speaking as well. So, yeah.
It's always good. Well, folks, come on down if you can. If you can't, put it on your schedule. Make sure that you subscribe and like this and share it with other people. Beyond Clean with Ace, we're everywhere. This week, it's Baltimore. Next week, I'm going to be back in Florida working with one of the local school districts. So never know where I'm going to pop up, folks.
Nice.
Talk with you all later. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you.